Can you recall any particular pet projects or initiatives that you championed?
My career was along the lines of precision equipment, and one of the great needs for precision equipment was in shooting weapons or dropping bombs. And while Bell Labs initiated the M9 computer for gun laying, there was no equivalent initiative in bomb dropping. Mm-hmm. So we took over the bombing computer development as a major line of work, and created, at the request of the Air Force, a special computer for bombing through the overcast with the H2X system. As you remember, the problem was that General Arnold trained his troops or his aircraft in Arizona, where there's never a cloudless day, and was completely confounded by the fact that Europe was covered with clouds from October till May, or worse. It still is this season. And, of course, the Norden bombsight didn't work because there was no bombing through overcast with the Norden bombsight. So one of our military requirements, which I think was 42, but you can certainly check, was to produce 13 Pathfinder radars of X-band, for which we had to make the ranging circuit bombing computer, and which we indeed did, and turned out to be a rather precise device, which led the Pathfinders over Germany that winter, and continued to be operationally useful. So that was an undertaking of the group, which was adopted slowly by the manufacturers, Philco, Bell Labs, Western Electric, and so forth. But there were further initiatives in precision bombing having to do with a computer that would bomb an unseen target with radar. The only target you could zero in on is usually a lake or a big town, something like that. So even the X-band was not so good at that. But if you could have a landmark from which you would get a reference point, which would be identified, and then compute from your present position of geographical coordinates where the actual target lay, you would increase the effectiveness of radar bombing by a tremendous amount. And there was a Stratton committee which convened duly to adjudge contributions from Bell Labs, from Sperry, from General Electric, and I don't know who else, to see who had the better mousetrap, and our mousetrap was selected to do so, and it was turned over to, I think, Charlie Townsend, Dean Wooldridge of Bell Labs to commercialize, because Rad Lab didn't, except under emergency conditions, produce such things, which eventually flew not too early. So that's an example of the track of precision bombing. There were many other tracks, for example, the AEW, the Airborne Early Warning System, needed the data, precision data communication system, for which we developed the pulse time data transmission circuit, which I think is still, PCM is the word, now in use. So there were many, anything that was better than 5% accuracy, we did. So that gives you some of the tracks. And of course, these were all discussed as steering committee projects. And while approval was not mandatory, it certainly helped.